more ways to move with better. Hit the gym, take a dip in the pool, or find your groove in a fitness class. With no contract memberships and over 240 locations across the UK, finding your fit has never been this flexible. Make your move at better.org.uk.
Mwah. When it's lunch o'clock, I just eat the tortilla naked burrito bowl.
Oh, I didn't know you could get those.
There's a lot you don't know, dear.
Well, I know that shirt's not coming back into fashion anytime soon.
Touché.
Get tortilla, Subway, Pret and more delivered. For lunch and everything else.
Did somebody say Just Eat?
Charges apply. Check available restaurants in your area and opening times on justeat.co.uk for details.
Keep things smooth by making the move to Universal Credit. It won't be automatic, so look out for your letter telling you what you need to do and when. Ignoring it could even stop your payments. But don't worry, there's loads of support available, like a dedicated phone line, independent advice, and financial protection to help with your move. To find out more, visit gov.uk/UCMove. Eligibility criteria apply.
We're cracking out the Cuthbert cake here at Aldi.
You can't match this.
To celebrate 4 years as Which Cheapest Supermarket.
You can't match this.
So if you want a slice of everyday amazing value, there's only one supermarket where every price is an Aldi price. Visit aldi.co.uk/awards for more.
You could be one of the millions of UK drivers who may be owed thousands in compensation. If you bought a car on finance from 2007 onwards, you may have been unfairly charged hidden commission payments. My Claim Group can help you check, even if you can't remember your car or lender details. Text CLAIM to 86688. My Claim Group is authorised and regulated by the Financial Conduct Authority. Text CLAIM to 86688.
Claims made simple.
Radio X. News update next.
At Checkatrade, you'll find reputable tradespeople ready to get to work on your home improvement jobs, big and small. But we know all you're going to remember about this ad is... It's great that it sticks in your mind, really it is. But you should also know Checkatrade tradespeople commit to honest communication, agree costs up front and a high quality of workmanship. You're still thinking about the... thing, aren't you? Download the app or visit...
On your radio, on Global Player, and on your smart speaker.
Play Radio X.
This is Radio X News.
Just after 9 o'clock, here's Dominic Byrne.
From Global's newsroom, the ban on XL bully dogs is said to be placing a huge financial burden on policing. The cost of kennelling suspected banned breeds is predicted to rise 500% this year to £25 million. Chief Constable of Essex Police, BJ Harrington, has told us the impact the ban is having on his force.
We've seized 145 dangerous dogs this financial year, and that's a cost of nearly £1 million to house and kennel those. Now, that's the right thing to do. We saw a tragedy in Essex where a woman lost her life to a dog attack.
In other news this morning, dozens of people are reported to have died in a crush in northern India. Happened as tens of thousands of Hindus rushed to take a holy bath as part of a festival. The Kumbh Mela, which is held every 12 years, is seen as the world's largest religious gathering. The Chancellor will set out a raft of measures this morning aimed at growing the economy. They include redeveloping Old Trafford and expanding Heathrow, Luton and Gatwick airports. The Business Secretary, Jonathan Reynolds, has told us now is the time for action.
I think genuinely there is a need to show people in this country and around the world that governments can deliver on the things that matter to them. I think a lot of people have given up on that. We've got to show them that it can.
The RAC is urging councils not to issue bus lane fines for first-time offenders. In a survey, the motoring organisation found just 4% of drivers who were caught had driven in one on purpose.
Sport.
In the Championship, Millwall beat Portsmouth 1-0 last night, and this evening Arsenal go into the Champions League clash away to Girona, knowing a point will take them through to the last 16. They are currently third in the table. Boss Mikel Arteta says he doesn't intend to rotate his squad either.
We play a very strong team,
in order to achieve what we want to do, which is mathematically the qualifying in the best stop, which at the moment is uncertain.
Elsewhere, Manchester City need to win. They're at home to Club Bruges in their final group match to avoid elimination and make it through to the playoffs. Liverpool, already through, will take on Dutch side PSV. And Aston Villa host Celtic, knowing a win could see them into the last 16 without needing a playoff space.
Weather.
With eBay. Find the right part at the right price with eBay Assured Fit.
Very wet again for most of Scotland and the far south of England today. Quite dry and sunny in the middle. Temperatures eventually getting up to around 9 degrees. From Global's newsroom for Radio X, I'm Dominic Byrne.
Thank you very much indeed. Dominic Byrne.
Are you?
This is Radio X.
From Global.
Shabba!
The Chris Miles Show.
Thank you.
It's very nice.
Can't believe it's Wednesday already.
I know. It's flying, isn't it?
It really is.
Mm.
Which is good.
Yeah.
I trained again yesterday.
Did you? Well done.
Despite the fact that my body was aching all over.
Is it still sore today? Because you were...
It's less sore. It's less sore.
Every inch of you was in pain.
And you know that's a lot.
That's a lot, isn't
thank
it?
Thank you. Yeah,
that's
thank
it.
You.
Got a long
so, run. Yeah, so I just, what I did yesterday was, I just got on the treadmill and I walked. And every 5 minutes I'd run for a minute or jog for a minute.
That's good. Walking's overrated, underrated.
And I did 10K.
That's great.
Right. Very good. And it was fine. It was all good.
Yeah.
I didn't do any weights. I looked at them.
Yes. Well, that's all right as well.
Yeah.
Because you're prepping.
I was so sore yesterday. And then I get into work this morning and somebody sent us a load of homemade chocolate brownies and whatnot.
Yeah, they do.
But then James is trying to help me out because he knocked them all on the floor.
Oh, is that what you knocked? I heard that just before the news.
They didn't actually touch the carpet.
Right, okay.
It's fine. And they're protected.
Which is the name of his autobiography.
They didn't quite touch the carpet. By
do,
James
do
Robinson.
Do you want them back?
No. I'm good. But is somebody going to try one?
Well, I don't particularly like brownies,
Captain.
Particularly.
Oh, it's always me that eats all the food.
Okay, you don't have to.
Do you want some though?
Well, yes. Yeah, that's the thing. I always want it.
There you go.
But you're not fat.
We'll just put them over there.
I will be.
Yeah, but you're not yet.
Listen, you're not.
Which means you can enjoy yourself.
Time.
There you go.
Yeah.
They smell amazing.
Which one did you drop on the floor, James?
They do smell.
They're all wrapped up.
God, I said...
There's a cream egg one, which is basically just half a cream egg shoved on top of a big homemade brownie, but it does still look...
They look so good.
You can have a little look at all of them. And
they're dense, aren't they?
Have you got a list of what they are?
It's a lot of information. I did have a list of what they were.
Oh, they look amazing.
Yes, so there is a Kinder cookie pie.
Oh.
There is an M&M cookie pie.
Oh.
And there's Belgian chocolate brownies topped with mini eggs and cream eggs.
Oh. I've got the M&M ones here.
Little Larissa's in Manchester.
I don't want to eat it.
Go on, just have a nibble.
Why?
No, because I'm...
Oh, just go
on. Go on, Pippa.
You had a lovely healthy tea last night, you were telling me. You had chicken goujons with carrots and broccoli and green beans.
Hold on. You just went, no, I'm not eating it. And then you pushed the box away, pushed it away, you took a bit out.
I want to have one.
It looks like a chocolate pork pie.
I think it's the M&M's.
Yeah, beautiful.
It does look like a chocolate pork pie.
For a bite.
Yeah.
I hate a pork pie.
That's a massive bite.
Oh, that's really good. Oh,
I am literally eating that through him. That sounds wrong. That I'll rephrase that.
That may contain chili.
I don't mind.
Okay, fine. No, it doesn't. It doesn't actually.
There was nothing bad in it.
Fine.
Is that really good? Look at him.
Oh, that's so
Pepper, good. Do you want any?
I'll try a bit, yeah.
James?
Yeah, go on.
There you go.
I can't. I'm stupid intermittent fasting.
That's rubbish.
Get one of these out. What is that one?
That is...
I had a lovely low-calorie microwave meal last night. That's what I had.
Lovely. What did you have?
Chicken tikka masala.
Beautiful.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. It's about, I'd say, five spoonfuls.
Yeah. Five spoonfuls. Is that what it is?
Yeah, that's about it.
Yeah. Lovely.
It just goes so quickly.
Yeah.
But yeah, just you know, I'm on it.
Mm.
I'm getting fit. And chocolate brownies for breakfast is not going to help.
Not really. How are they?
Lovely.
Are they?
A smarty one.
Very nice.
Smarty one.
We've now taken a bite out of each of them so no one else could have any.
Great. That'll do me.
Licks the whole lot.
My OCD now won't allow me to touch any of those.
Yeah.
Did you eat all yours?
Thanks, no.
That's a big...
A what?
Larissa.
Oh, yeah, thanks to Larissa made those.
Little Larissas, who are based in Manchester.
Nice.
You know you want another little bit, yeah, Captain, don't you? Yeah, you do.
Keep staring at it.
Just staring at it. It looks like a chocolate pork pie. It really does.
We went out for dinner on Saturday night with my friends, Tiff and I, and my friend Holly and Jamie. Went to this Korean new... well, not new, but we tried this new Korean restaurant as a new to us.
Korean food's meant to be beautiful. Oh.
And they had fried chicken.
Yes.
On there.
It's one of the best
things. You could have plain fried chicken or spicy fried chicken. So I said to Jamie, oh, let's go plain fried chicken. So I'm like, okay. Right. She goes, one fried chicken? I went, no, two of those. Two of those.
Right.
And I could, honestly, I could eat fried chicken all night long.
Oh, I love fried chicken.
Tiff gets freaked out because I can have chicken to start and the chicken for a main.
Yeah.
And that blows her mind.
Mm.
So I go, oh my God, they've got spicy chicken wings. I've got to try those for starter.
Yeah.
And I think for my main course, I'll have like a chicken burger. And she's like, chicken and chicken. Mm. And I'm like, what?
Nothing
and?
Wrong with that.
Nothing wrong with it at all.
Unless you're vegetarian. But for us meaty people.
Well, you can have non-chicken chicken or non-meat chicken or whatever.
Yeah. Does that taste like chicken?
No.
Yeah, but I've always thought, if you don't eat meat, why would you want to eat something that's just like meat but isn't meat?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know? Mm. I'm against animal fur, but what I have is a wardrobe full of fake fur, so it looks like animal fur. Why would you do that? They're against it. You're not against it, but anyway, what do I know?
I could eat fried chicken now, actually.
I could eat fried chicken.
I could eat it any time of the day.
Yeah.
Breakfast.
Yeah.
Breakfast.
What do you love to eat? Give me something you love to eat.
Chicken wings.
Right. Could you eat chicken wings Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday? Me too.
Yeah.
I absolutely could.
Yeah.
It's the best. It's just the best. Nothing touches it.
Now, do you like? Are you all right with messy chicken wings? Absolutely. No, I don't like when they're too messy.
I like dry. I like dry wings. Yeah. I like saucy, wet wings. I like all sorts of wings. Hot wings. Not.
I like the way you move.
Bingo.
What?
Good. No, that's really nice. Jokes like that don't really hurt anyone, do they?
Apart from me.
Yeah. Wow.
Have we done a chicken wing eating challenge with you?
I don't think we have.
We did. We used to do them a lot with...
MPS did them, didn't he?
Matt.
I don't know.
Turtle Killer did it.
Yeah.
He could
teach you how to do it.
He was really good at it, actually.
Matt could put away some chicken wings.
Oh.
No, I don't think I'm in the same league.
I think it's 30-something is his record. It's something ridiculous like that, isn't it?
And I think the show ran out of time.
Yeah.
I don't think he even stopped. I can't remember.
Well, if we got you 30 chicken wings, would you be happy?
I'd be delighted. I don't know if I'd eat them all, but it'd be a really happy start to a day.
When's your birthday?
October.
I'm not waiting until that. I tell you what, if we're going to do it, I won't have any tea the night before so I can...
All right, we'll all feast.
Watch.
Yeah. I could eat chicken wings for breakfast. I could eat anything for breakfast,
yeah,
I think.
Yeah, tea.
I Chinese, really could.
Chinese for breakfast.
Chinese, pizza, doesn't make any difference to me.
I don't get the phrase, oh, it's too early.
No,
don't get that. No, I'm with you.
Especially as we get up so early, that's changed how I look at the like dinners now.
This is our lunchtime radio. Yeah.
But, let me tell you, a bowl of cereal in the afternoon, beautiful.
I love breakfast food for dinner.
Beautiful.
Like a fry up for tea, so good.
Oh,
you're
crazy. You're crazy, man.
Can you tell that I'm intermittent fasting and can't eat at the moment? Can you tell that? Alcohol and food, it's all I seem to talk about at the moment. Right, 9:13 in the morning. Here's Paul Turner to say what's coming up in this game. Not going to be much.
Radio X.
Here we go.
Coming up.
Go on, Paul.
More of Chris and the team with their fun radio broadcasting antics.
That is us.
Pippa has a round of happy endings for us to play shortly. It's a fun game where we guess the songs from how they finish.
Ooh, lovely.
Plus... we live stream the first part of the show, and you can re-watch the first 25 of today's Chris Moyle Show on Global Player now.
We watch.
But in the live land of Radio X, we're about to play one real head bopper of a whopper of a tune.
Yeah. The Chris Moyle Show, Radio X.
And that tune is Nirvana. Mr. Smells Like Teen Spirit. You ever heard the clip of the interview with Dave Grohl and Pharrell Williams?
No.
And Dave Grohl is talking about the fact that he's not really a great drummer, Dave Grohl.
Right, well, Dave's saying that by himself.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And he says,
if you listen to Nevermind, the Nirvana record, I pulled so much stuff from the Gap Band and Cameo and Tony Thompson on every one of those songs. All that.
That's wow.
It's old disco. That's all it is. Can I not hear that? Nobody makes the connection.
That's straight up Gap Band.
I told Tony Thompson that. Came to my house for a barbecue with somebody, and I was like, man, I just want to thank you because, you know, I owe so much. I've been ripping you off my whole life. He goes, I know.
Whoa.
A big disco flam. Like, it works every time.
Wow. Right? I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's that.
So he's a disco drummer, really?
Yeah. Whatever works, I guess.
Amazing.
Anyway, love Dave Grohl, love Foo Fighters, it's all good. Anyway, that was the great Nirvana, Smells Like Teen Spirit. Okay, so 9:20, we've got a game with Pippa called Happy Endings.
Yeah.
Is Dan joining us for this game, or is just us?
No, he's on air doing his own breakfast show. Right?
Okay.
Otherwise, I'm sure.
Otherwise, he would.
Yeah.
You know, he'd be in here like a rat of a drainpipe, wouldn't he?
That's it.
Loves Pippa, Happy Endings.
Loves a music game.
I'll put on... You know Vivaldi's Four Seasons. I'll put on the Nine Seasons. Press play on that. I'll run in.
Yeah.
He'd probably just like to have a chat.
Well, I mean, that's the next step, isn't it?
Yeah.
Is Dan
pillow talk,
having a chat with you guys?
Yeah, Dan coming in.
No! I'm not one of them people that steals friends of other friends.
Right.
He's all yours. He's yours.
Right.
He's ours.
I'll get my own friends.
He's all of ours.
Right.
No,
there's enough of him to go round.
No, I wouldn't know.
No, we wouldn't know.
I wouldn't know, but you would, because you two are friends.
We are friends.
Yeah, you are.
You wait for a coffee.
Yeah.
Is that he's friends with Captain Atch as well? He told me about you.
Did he?
Yeah.
Oh, are you mates with?
Oh,
hello.
Oh, what's going on here?
Well, we wave, we chat.
Yeah.
What about?
What'd you chat about?
Chat about Pippa now.
Everyone chats about Pippa now.
That has changed the conversation.
He befriended you to try and get in with her. Smart. Oh, now it makes sense.
No,
he's a little devil, isn't he?
He's just never noticed me before.
Little devil Dan Walker. Dan the devil. Devil Dan.
Sneaky.
So I know my way in. I'll go through that.
Yeah.
I'll go through that guy there. He knows Pippa
that
really well.
That fellow who's trying to grow a beard. I'll have a chat with him.
Another bellow.
What kind of coffee does she like?
How does she like her coffee?
Yeah. When he texts you about coffee, like, what should I get you? He knew. He knew already. I told him.
Who's he knew?
I've never even heard of that coffee. He knew coffee.
Yes.
Wow. Oh, you're a bit of a connoisseur there, Pippa.
He knew with soy milk, please.
I'll have a cup of the he knew, please.
The Chris Moyles Show.
With a dash of milk.
The Chris Moyles Show.
With the Škoda Elroq. Press go on the all-electric SUV.
Radio X.
Calling all black cab drivers. Let's talk about those quieter times when your meter is taking a little nap. Why not consider Uber? We can give your meter a wake-up call. Join over 500 black cab drivers already on Uber. Black cabs on Uber are priced by your meter, and the service fee will be no more than 5% for the whole year. Plus, you'll receive £400 when you sign up and take 5 trips. Turn downtime into prime time. Go to uber.com/blackcabs to start earning today. 5% service fee ends end of 2025. Terms and conditions apply.
It is a lovely sunny day, and Peppa and George are playing in the garden.
Oh, that's my exercise alarm. Right, I'm off for a run.
What can we do, Daddy?
Why don't you jump in muddy puddles, Peppa? That's very good exercise.
Peppa and George love getting muddy.
Jump in, Daddy.
Well, perhaps just a few jumps then. Here I come.
Everyone loves getting muddy. Join in the adventures at Peppa's very own theme park.
Book an official short break and get your second park day free. Exclusions apply.
Park. Ready to make moves? Whether you're looking to commit or want to keep it casual, you'll find more ways to move with Better. Hit the gym, take a dip in the pool, or find your groove in a fitness class. With no contract memberships and over 240 locations across the UK, finding your fit has never been this flexible. Make your move at better.org.uk.
Hello, business owner. So you want your employees to get their expenses, but not at the expense of your time. Get Monzo Business and you can get your employees their own expense card with personalized limits and keep an eye on live spending as it happens. Now that adds up. 500,000 businesses bank with us. When will you? Get Monzo Business. Only sole traders or limited company directors in the UK can apply. Expense cards available with team, starting from £25 a month. T's and C's apply.
Julie could part exchange her car. Or check out We Buy Any Car. She could be unsure if she got a good deal part exchanging. Or have cash in the bank with more bargaining power to get a bigger car for her five-a-side team. Totally played. Oh, total player. To get a quote in 30 seconds, enter your reg number now at webuyanycar.com.
Clock off with Johnny Vaughan.
This afternoon from 4.
Morning, Boylesy! On today's 4 till 7 thing, Rickshaw War. We back the authorities. Plus, radio's shortest running, lowest scoring, least engaging, civic-based true or false challenge, the Pet Town Quiz, and more interlocking pack and stack shenanigans.
Let's dance a late.
The 4 till 7 thing, from 4 till 7. That's a thing!
Get the latest travel info
at radiox.co.uk.
Nothing beats a Jet 2 holiday. And right now, save £400 as a family of four with My Jet 2. Imagine a family getaway to Rhodes, Dalaman or Fuerteventura. Staying for as long as you like with flexible durations. All while enjoying award-winning VIP service. Book now with just a £60 deposit per person. Jet 2 holidays. Package holidays you can trust. Patronage protected. Subject to availability and conditions.
Radio X. The Chris Miles Show.
If you like those adverts, wait till you get a load of this next song.
Radio X.
Jenny Faulkner.
Mm. Yeah, she was a friend of yours.
No, of Brandon Flowers.
Oh, yeah, of his.
And they were together. But
were they?
It was never going to work.
Right.
Never going to work.
No.
Because she's made a name for herself as Jenny Faulkner.
That's it.
Presenter.
Mm-hmm.
And if she was going to marry him, she was going to keep her name, but also add his.
What would that sound like?
Rude.
Mm. Like a protest.
The worst name for a flower shop ever.
Yeah, you wouldn't show up there, would you?
No. I mean, she could be Jenny Flowers, which would be lovely,
mm-hmm.
but she's Jenny Faulkner.
That's it.
But you don't want to...
You can't shop there.
It just sounds like rubbish flowers.
It does.
Anyway, Pippa and I have swapped seats.
Yeah?
Because Pippa's got a game to play, which is called... Happy Ending!
Woo! Now, this is tenuous again. Oh, just wait for you guys to... Oh, no, don't do that. Oh, they're taking pictures on my phone.
Oh, is it your phone?
That looks like you've taken about 50.
Sorry.
I've got so many pictures.
Which phone have you got? The one where you just hold your hand on it?
Oh, that's good.
Video.
Thank you.
Oh, hi.
Hi. You all right?
Thank you.
Just
put it down.
That way.
What?
Yeah,
oh, that's hundreds. That's hundreds.
No, stop it.
And on that way?
That way, yeah.
How do you record the whole thing?
No, you do that.
No need.
Oh, okay.
Don, can you remove?
Oh, yes. Stop that, boys.
There you go, Dom. Okay. I'll give your phone to Dominic because you trust him more than me.
Thank you, Dom.
By the way, we posted a picture of Pippa and Dan Walker.
Did you post that old James? Not that one.
No, the Dan Walker one.
Is it on...
Go on Pippa's feed.
What?
Go on Pippa's
feed. No, what are you doing?
Pippa,
I've got your phone.
Oh, this is my phone.
How many likes has it got?
Oh,
how many's it got?
It said just shy of 7,000.
Oh, wow.
6,969.
It isn't.
That's how many.
That's a lot of likes. What
and
a fun.
And then did you post one of them in the wedding gear?
I'll do that now. I need to get on it.
I'll put that on the radio.
Wow.
And I tag everybody in it.
Yeah.
I heard Pippa,
Dan Walker, right. Robbie Williams. Yeah, Brandon Flowers.
Dalai Lama, everybody.
Sorry, Pippa, we've distracted your game.
Mm.
Yeah.
You sound sorry.
We are sorry.
6969.
Yeah.
That's really popular.
I heard you say, James, I'm going to unlike this for some reason. Now I know why.
Right. James wouldn't have said that.
Doesn't sound like...
It's a lovely photo, the two of you together.
Thank you.
It is, actually.
One of you in your wedding gear is even better.
Yeah.
Do-do-do-do-do.
How long did that take you to Photoshop, James?
Seconds.
Right. Shall we play Happy Ending?
Yeah. But what's the category?
Yeah.
Well, it is dodgy. So I was trying to look for a theme that I haven't done too recently. It's to do with trick awards.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
I've taken the word trick without the... Oh, yeah, I thought it stops. I've taken the word trick, and we're going for things to do with tricks and magic.
Oh, I see.
We have done something similar a couple of years back, but I've tried to tweak it a bit so it's a bit different, OK?
Yes, tricks and magic.
How many we got?
We've got 8 endings today.
Right.
Play along at home if you want. Are you ready to play?
Yeah. Do I have to go home?
You have to go home to play.
The Trick Award Trick and Magic Edition.
And if you go to Instagram right now whilst we're playing the game and then have a look at the Radio X stories, there should be, hopefully, any seconds now. We're just uploading it. A lovely photo of Pippa and Dan Walker together.
I look like I'm having the best day ever. It's like...
Well, it's because your wedding day.
Yeah, it is the best day ever.
It's one of those smiles. You're smiling so much, it's almost a grimace.
Anyway, I'm ready to play the game.
Okay. Me too.
I'll tell you when it's uploaded.
Ending number one. Here we go. Oh no, that's so hard.
That is ludicrous.
I wish I'd listened to it.
That sounds like, but I don't think it is.
Oh, I got it.
Have you?
Yes.
I was thinking if there's one person who'll get this, it's you.
Can I have another listen? Or?
We sometimes play it in the platinum hour.
That's tricky.
All right, no offence, it sounds like a drum kick going downstairs.
Yeah, it does.
Is it uploaded?
Yeah.
Oh, it is now uploaded on the Radio X stories. You can have a look at the... Where is it? Okay, there, I need to refresh. Okay, good.
Oh.
All right.
Oh, that's so nice. Beautiful. Congratulations, by the way.
Yeah.
For what? Sorry.
For your wedding.
Marriage.
No,
not,
Oh, you haven't put that one on, James. For you idiot.
Hello, cleavage.
Oh, I've got a cracking set in it. Thanks,
James. God, I wondered what you were going to say. I really did panic. I've gone sweaty. Right.
Number two.
I do it.
Now, that's what I wrote for the first one.
Who sings it?
Oh. Nigel.
Nigel. Tom, does that song make you think of Dublin? Of any places in Dublin?
Possibly. That one, the second one.
Where you could
one.
Get food.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
You're right, James.
Is it Dublin?
You have heard of it.
It is Dublin, isn't it?
Band.
Oh, I don't know.
Just put Nigel down.
Okay.
Number three. Tricky.
Why do you say you put these together?
I like that a lot, but I don't know what it is.
Who am I blaming for this? You or
no,
this
it's is me. Because what I'll do is it'll be edited by Becky.
Yeah.
But to be fair, Becky won't know these tracks.
I don't know either.
No.
So I should check through them to check they're not rock hard.
It sounds great, but I don't recognise it.
Yeah.
One more time for that one, please.
Oh, it's very familiar.
It's a Trick Award special. It's a Trick Award.
I think we're going to kick ourselves with that.
Yeah, I like it, though.
But very familiar. Right. Okay.
Okay. Number four.
That's more like it.
There we go.
Okay.
Should I know that one?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, huge.
Okay. You should know it.
I'll give you a clue if you need one.
No, I think I've got an answer.
Okay.
Now, this is loosely related to magic tricks. Bear that in mind.
Yeah, no, I get it.
Yeah.
I see what you've done there.
This one.
Oh, no.
Oh, that's actually a pain.
Why is my mind on
blank? You love that song.
I know.
I got it. It's a good game.
We could come back to it before the ads, Dom.
Yeah.
Yeah? Number six.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Well, we got that, Captain?
Yeah, man.
Oh, Dom!
Well, it doesn't. I don't.
Do you want a clue?
Why would that be magical?
Give you a clue.
Go on.
My brother.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, no, did that help you? Oh, God damn it.
I wasn't even there. I knew it from that clip.
My brother may have sang that at my birthday.
Yes. Okay.
Oh, it was great as well.
Oh, I see. Sorry, I was looking for magic stuff, but I suppose, yes, you'd use
it. Is magic. It's one of the less tenuous ones.
But
this one, I'm not sure. Let's have a go. This is a gift. Yeah? Yeah.
I'm just trying to go through the chorus.
Yeah.
Does it sing the lyrics?
Got it.
Oh, don't mind that.
Loosely related to magic tricks.
Yeah, it's good. That's a good one. It's a good one, Pepper. It's a good one. It's a good one.
And I'm quite pleased with this last one.
Okay.
Number eight.
Very good. Great.
And fade.
So what's that then?
That's one of my faves. What, that song? Do you want a clue?
Can I have the answer?
I can give you the answer if you want. Have you got number three?
No.
Oh, we have a trade.
I'll trade you.
I don't have much to trade, my guy.
Okay. I'll give you a clue. One of Lee Francis's favourite bands.
Does know it.
Okay, all right, fair enough.
Do you want any repeats? Any
number three, please.
No. Okay.
Damn it.
Okay. Your clue is...
Oh, I like that a lot.
So Radio X play that a lot.
This is the one most associated with the Trick Awards. That is your clue. The least tenuous of them all.
Damn it.
Oh. Can I hear number five as well, please?
Yes.
So well.
Go,
blanky, go blanky.
Oh, man.
All right, well, that's good. All right, well, here's what we'll do. We'll take a break, we'll play a song, we'll come back, and we'll do all the answers to happy endings in just a few moments.
The Chris Miles Show.
The Chris Moyles Show.
With the Skoda Elroq. Get up and go in the all-electric SUV.
Radio X.
Ready to make moves? Whether you're looking to commit or want to keep it casual, you'll find more ways to move with Better. Hit the gym, take a dip in the pool, or find your groove in a fitness class. With no contract memberships and over 240 locations across the UK, finding your fit has never been this flexible. Make your move at better.org.uk.
This is Sarah's last game before she does her self-assessment. Like her last game and the last game before that, classic. Come on, Sarah. The deadline is 31st of January. Less distraction, more action.
Don't be like Sarah. Visit gov.uk/self-assessment today. Payment support may be available.
Like some kind of pizza ninja, Domino's are slicing their prices. Domino's Price Slice. Small pizzas now £8, medium now £10, and large now £12. Yep, we're making cuts too.
Domino!
Minimum delivery spend, charges and areas may apply. T's and C's, see dominoes.co.uk.
The Skoda Kamiq SE Edition, our agile city SUV, now with upgraded features as standard. Cruise control, standard. Keyless start, standard. Dual zone climate control, standard. Electric windows, folding mirrors, adjustable front seats with lumbar support. Standard, standard, standard. The Skoda Kamiq SE Edition with 0% APR on solutions PCP. There's standard and there's standard. Visit your local Skoda retailer today. Indemnities may be required. Maximum 24-month term. Skoda Finance.
Calling all black cab drivers. Let's talk about those quieter times when your meter is taking a little nap. Why not consider Uber? We can give your meter a wake-up call. Join over 500 black cab drivers already on Uber. Black cabs on Uber are priced by your meter, and the service fee will be no more than 5% for the whole year. Plus, you'll receive £400 when you sign up and take 5 trips. Turn downtime into prime time. Go to uber.com/blackcabs to start earning today. 5% service fee ends end of 2025. Terms and conditions apply.
Radio X.
Truck Festival, the UK's most warped village fete. Kasabian, Cortinas, Blossoms and many more. 24th to 27th of July, 2025, Steventon, Oxfordshire.
Book now at radiox.co.uk.
Truck Festival.
Live. Radio X.
The Chris Miles Show.
We're in the middle of playing a fun radio game. Let's get into the answers.
Not yet, Paul Turner, because we're going to play a song first. It keeps Matt Deverson happy and off Pepper's back. And as you know, people can only take... Here's the thing, it's 9.43 and we'll do answers to happy endings. How will you do? We'll find out after Hard Five.
I seen your darling, I seen you hanging round town. You in a shot, your shining eyes are deep brown. You had a dirty look, you caught me on your hook. Turn up the thermostat. Said, hi, how you doing? You're smart of me, and girl, you try right through me. I said, come on, let's dance. We've gotta take a chance. You whispered in my ear, you wanna get out of it. Can you feel it? Rocking the city. Ah, yeah. Straight out of nowhereness. Like a fist. Can't resist you, oh no. I'll tell you something. Just wanna touch ya, stand up, knock me right off my feet. Hard to beat, hard to beat, hard to beat. Woo! tear my shirt off. This girl I saw her down. Well, now she's going down. Stuck on a losing streak. I think you've turned me around. Can you feel it? Rocking the city. Ah, yeah. Straight out of nowhere, ness. Like a fist. Can't resist you. Oh, no. Say you something. You know I love ya. I just wanna touch ya. Stand up. Knock me right off my feet. Hard to beat. Hard to beat. Hard to beat. Goodness. No, I've never known a night like this. Can't believe it. You're so hard to beat. Hard to beat. Drive me crazy, my beautiful baby. Let's spend the whole day right here together. You know I love ya. I just wanna touch ya. Stand up. Knock me right off my feet. Hard to beat.
Yes, please. On Radio X. We've just been discussing the game during the length of Hard Fight.
Yeah.
And how, oh, somebody's stuck on that one, someone's stuck on that one, oh, have you not got that one? I haven't got number three, and I'm like, it's really Radio X-y, isn't it? And Pippa's like, no, not really.
I haven't got number three or number one, actually.
Well, we'll find out when we do the answers to...
Oh. Oh, no.
That's Jax Johnson there.
I just played out the Formula One car driving party in silence.
Nice to hear again.
Award entry for Trick Awards.
You were just remind me. You were taught how that desk works, weren't you?
Yeah.
I just want to make sure.
So yes, I
money
was.
Well spent.
Yeah. Very thorough by Roger. Thank you.
Mm. Well,
we lost Dom.
Oh.
It went down the wrong way.
Very, very thorough, Roger.
Oh, sorry. Sorry. I was just...
Do you want another session? Is that what...
Oh, sorry about that, everyone.
Do you want another session with very thorough Roger?
I might need one.
Okay. Right, let's get into it then.
Okay.
It's the Trick Edition.
Yes. It's in honour of the Trick Awards. This is now going to be tricks and magic. And these are really, really hard, some of them. So right. If you do get them, which David Knutsford's got this first one. Well done. Here we go.
Okay, so the clues are a lot of instruments flying around there, Dom.
Yeah, a lot.
And they... It is Focus, Hocus Pocus.
Oh, wow. That's
Jeremy Clarkson's favourite song. Didn't get that.
Yeah, Toby would have got that, wouldn't you? Focus, Hocus Pocus?
Yeah.
Yeah, you've got it. So 2 points to
100%.
Toby and 2 points to me. Okay.
Number two.
Oh, I didn't get that.
Captain thinks he's having a flash of inspiration.
Has James got that one? I don't
Again,
think.
I think I do.
Oh, what's do? Happening, Captain?
Now, is the song Abracadabra?
Bye.
Did you get that? Because I was singing it during the song and the adverts.
Were you?
Oh, were you?
were you?
Yeah. Oh, God. Is it?
Go on.
Oh, it's
Go on.
Steven. Go with your heart.
Someone, Steven.
Oh, Steve, did you say?
Yeah, Steve.
Yeah.
Okay, the Steve Miller Band.
Yeah.
Well, John, where did that come from?
When you just mouthed the word Miller to me.
Shut up. Ed's brother.
I'll take Abracadabra.
Toby, you'd have got that right.
Thanks to Eminem.
There you go.
That's right.
4 points. You got a full house touch.
Yeah.
Woo. Will you get 2 points for this one? No, I said that sounds like a Radio X record, and Pippa goes, not really.
Not Radio X at all.
No.
So I'm going to go to James Robinson.
It's the most related to the title of all of them. It's
James?
Khalees. Trick Me.
Banger.
It's not a hard one. It's...
a soft one.
Well, no, it is a hard one, sorry.
Oh, what? It's... terrible clue.
That's a really cryptic clue there.
You really backtracked there.
It's not a hard one, but it is.
But it is a hard one. Oh, it is a hard one.
No, it is a hard one. It's
hard.
Fi.
No.
But it's hard. It's...
tricky.
Tricky.
Oh, it's tricky. Tricky.
Tricky. Tricky. Oh, is
that...
you get it,
Captain?
I got it.
What?
What did
you, Captain? Well, because I thought it'd be an answer, so I just filled the gap in there.
Ah.
Oh, well played, sir.
So it's just a well-placed guess.
Right, sorry, I'll take Captain. All the other points from here. Thank you. Number four.
That has to be Queen.
Oh. With...
because it's the most Brian May sounding thing ever.
Yeah.
Oh, they've got a song called Magic.
Oh.
But what? Don't they? But what's...
What type?
Is it called Magic?
Sort of.
Yeah, sort of.
It's a kind of magic. Yeah.
That's just from how much that sounds like Queen.
It really is Brian May all over it.
Now, Captain and Dominic Byrne are battling out for the points on the next one.
So I wrote down the name of the band, but I couldn't see what was magical or whatever. But then I thought, you can use this in a magic trick.
Yeah.
Okay, so what was the name of the band?
Doves.
Now, yeah. Captain, what did you write for the name of the band?
I put something Doves.
Yeah. Which Doves? What something?
Well, I put something Town, something Doves.
Was my something Town, guess. Something Doves. I can't give you the full points for that.
No. And it's in the right wheelhouse, isn't
it? Yeah.
Is it a colourful town?
Yes, it's a black and white town.
Oh!
And it's by Doves.
That's it.
Did you get it done?
I got it, yeah.
James?
Yes. 2 points.
And 2 points for Toby.
Yes.
Toby. Straight in.
All right, number six.
Yes.
Dumb.
Yes.
Captain, yes.
Yes.
Angry.
Yes.
Angry Brother.
Toby.
Yes.
Go on.
Motorhead. Ooh. Ace of Spades.
The Ace of Spades. The Ace of Spades.
Gotta love you, Lemmy.
Morning, Kieran.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Our kid did a great version of that.
Did such a brilliant
version. Number seven. This is a game. Now, is that going to catch anybody out? Captain saying no, he's got it. Dumb.
I've got the... I know who it is.
You know who it is?
But I don't know what they're singing.
Okay.
Can't remember what title.
Toby, what are you stuck on?
I nearly put a different song, but I've got it.
Okay. James, you got it?
Got it.
Okay, so Dom, who is it?
Florence and the Machine.
Okay, now what's the category?
Magic Wand.
No.
I'm waving a magic wand.
Name some of her songs.
Spectrum.
No, is that anything to do with magic?
No. Dog Days Are Over.
Is that anything to do with magic?
It could be magic dogs.
No, what else?
I don't know. Is it anything to do with... Do you know, I really don't know.
It's more along the line of doves.
Yeah. When are you going to pull out that hat?
Bird.
Hey.
Mm. Big bird.
What are you pulling out the hat?
A rabbit. A rabbit heart. Not a big bird. And Morning Florence, probably. No offence.
Well, she is. She's tall.
She's tall.
Yeah.
But not big.
Not big.
Just tall.
She's a long bird. Not that there's anything wrong with being big, dog.
Thank you very much. The bigger, the better.
And finally, 2 points for me for number eight.
You made it trick. I told you what it was.
Dire Straits, James.
Dire Straits, you made this trick. Say that.
James.
Dire Straits, the latest trick.
No, that's wrong.
No.
Captain, what have you got?
Nothing.
Toby.
It sounded very Phil Collins-y to me. I'm saying Genesis with...
Oh, yeah, magic you're wrong. Man. Dumb, have you got it?
I think I have. I put in excess.
With?
Disappear.
Oh! It's a great song.
Yeah.
Mm.
Because that's what you're doing, magic tricks, isn't it?
Captain?
Can we
play that on Friday morning, I think, on the Platinum Hour?
Yeah, good choice, actually.
Add up your scores and tell me what's on the doors with your scores.
Not very good.
Captain?
10.
Out of 16?
Out of 16,
Toby?
Yeah.
12.
Ooh.
Dominic?
11.
James?
10.
Oh!
Joint bottom.
Never mind, eh? Well done, 12 is a great score.
Oh, what did you...
No, I'm just saying.
What did you get? What did you get?
14.
Oh!
Oh. No! Happy Now, let's talk the Request Hour with Toby Tarrant. After 10 o'clock this morning, it is the Request Hour, where Toby plays any song that you like, as long as he likes it and is in the mood to play it. It's hard to try and preempt what he wants to play. Mm-hmm. Rolling Stones, Fleetwood Mac are pretty much guaranteed there. But what else is he going to play? Well, that's up to you. Not really, it's up to him. But the facade is that you get to choose some songs in the next hour. Do you really? Who knows? The number is 0330 33 33 100 on WhatsApp. 0330 33 33 100. Are you open to bribes?
I'll be honest, Chris. My heart's not in it. And I let producer John do the heavy lifting nowadays. Right. Now, he
is open to bribes.
Okay. Frankly, the amount we pay him, he needs them.
What's he into? What could people bribe him with?
Cash. Stone cold cash.
It's simple great. As that.
Because then he can buy the stuff he likes.
Okay, fair enough.
Hold on. So, cut out the middleman.
0330 33 33 100. Start your message with something along the lines of, "Hey, Toby, you ginger prince." Brackets. "Hi, John, do you want cash?" So that is happening after the news at 10. Finally, before we leave, have we got a guest tomorrow? Do we know yet?
Yes, we do.
Do we know who it is?
Yes, we do.
Are we going to say it?
Yeah, it's David Baddiel and Dan Gillespie.
Hey!
Lovely.
What a feeling. Dan's in there.
That's it.
Feeling. So this morning, I said to Dom, I mentioned, you know, Dom does these celeb videos where you can pay for him to do a
video. Oh, yeah,
saying,
yeah.
"Hey, it's Dominic Byrne. Happy birthday, Toby. I know all about you. Your mates have told me, blah, blah."
Yeah, yeah.
And you know how Dom hates doing them. And I got him to agree today that if you bought a celebrity video message, if you ordered one from Dom, he would absolutely do it today and it would be delivered today.
As long as it was
ordered before
requested
5
before 5 p.m.
Yeah.
And then I will guarantee.
Guarantee?
To do it today.
So you're going to go home today. He had a lovely afternoon planned of doing nothing.
No, nothing. It was lovely.
And now he's got to sit in that weird dungeon room of his and do videos.
How many people have signed up?
I've got 17 videos to do to just today, and that's only at 10 o'clock in the morning.
So
I think we'll call it. I think that's enough.
That's going to take an hour, isn't it?
At least.
Keep them coming.
Yeah. You've never done that much work in your life.
Never. No. You're absolutely right.
On average, each one takes about 10 minutes from start to finish to read it, film it, upload it, send it, tick that off, and then the next one.
Yeah.
8 to 10 minutes.
I know,
Tobes. So 5 o'clock cut off. The first one will be dispatched at 5:05.
And by the way, you've still got time as long as it's in before 5 o'clock.
Wow.
Why did you set the... You should have said 10 a.m. was the cut off.
Thank you. I should have done that. Why didn't I do that? Idiot.
Go to hi-yar.com, search Dominic Byrne, get one ordered today, and you'll get it today, possibly during the Liverpool game.
Yeah,
maybe your video message can be, "Hi, it's Dominic Byrne here. I just want to say hello, John. You're a big Evertonian, and I'm missing the Liverpool game to record this message for you."
Bye-bye.
Very short videos today.
Toby, have a good Request Hour. We'll see you tomorrow. Good night,
everybody.
The Chris Moyle Show.
With the Škoda Kodiaq. Now available as a plug-in hybrid.
Radio X.
If you've ever bought furniture from Fishpools, we'd like to say thank you for being part of the reason we're celebrating our 125th birthday. That's 125 years of stunning on-trend furniture and home accessories, and 125 years of exceptional customer service. To celebrate, we're giving everyone up to 50% off in our winter sale, in-store and online. Fishpools, furniture experts since 1899.
Hi, I'm George, a water quality sampler for Thames Water. In this leafy suburban street, you'll find world-class drinking water. And also here, in this high-rise in the heart of the city centre. And here, in this row of Victorian terrace houses. And in fact, everywhere in the Thames Water area. We carry out over 500,000 quality tests a year, including in homes like yours, to give everyone the same high-quality drinking water. Search water quality. Thames Water. Quality on tap for everyone.
Craig's never shown an interest in beekeeping before, but that's the sound of him buying 2,000 worker bees rather than doing his self-assessment. Craig, you live in a sixth-floor flat. The deadline is 31st of January. Less distraction, more action.
Don't be like Craig. Visit gov.uk/self-assessment today. Payment support may be available.
When you're setting up a new nest, starting your own flock, or they just keep on growing, get the flexibility you need with Very Pay. Pay now, later, or pay over 3 months and pay no interest. Very, the online store for fashion, home and more. Search Very Pay. Ways to pay that work your way. Very Pay credit provided subject to status by Shop Direct Finance Company Limited, 18 plus, representative 44.9% APR variable.
You could be one of the millions of UK drivers who may be owed thousands in compensation. If you bought a car on finance from 2007 onwards, you may have been unfairly charged hidden commission payments. My Claim Group can help you check, even if you can't remember your car or lender details. Text CLAIM to 86688. My Claim Group is authorised and regulated by the Financial Conduct Authority. Text CLAIM to 86688.
Claims made simple.
Radio X. News update. Next.
I'm back in Charlie Bigham's kitchen. What's on the menu?
My ultimate lasagna, made with a wonderfully rich ragu, slow-cooked for at least 2 hours, layered 5 times with fresh pasta, and finished with creamy bechamel and mature cheddar.
Ooh, I like what I'm hearing.
And I haven't even got to the sneaky layer of bechamel in the middle yet. Cheers.
The only thing I like more than a delicious lasagna is one that I...